Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world right now. Welcome to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your physician, your coach, your witchy doctor, your change advocate. We are on the Inspired Choices Network because we are here to inspire, to change, to really be an advocate for your best living. And today, my topic of discussion is the ABCs of wellness. I recently had the pleasure and the privilege, really such a privilege, to visit the country of Kenya and meet their youngsters, meet their educators, meet their leaders. I met their some of the TV interviewers. We met the Maasai warriors. I met so many people. We were in the city. We were in the suburbs. We were in the slums feeding the homeless. We went all the way into safari. I was all around that country. And let me tell you, it was a privilege. Such a privilege to meet the youth of tomorrow in that country. They are wonderful. Their educators are wonderful. And to meet their adults. And it reminds me that there's so many ways to do life. There's so many people on this planet. 7 billion, I last checked, something like that. And we are each here because we were chosen to be here. And as a physician specializing in fertility, I know that it is magic that humans are born, and animals and trees and plants and all that. This universe is magical. This universe, you know, ideally we could turn it into heaven on earth, but for some people, they are going through difficult times and it feels like they are walking through hell. And what I want to talk about today is when we stay curious, when we stay childlike, when we keep that curiosity open, we constantly are being gifts. We are constantly being given gifts and experiences that can teach us, right? Life is not learned in the classroom. And yet we have been conditioned to believe that education happens in a classroom. And it does. It's not that we don't learn in the classrooms. We learn so much in the classrooms. But what we're learning in the classrooms is often much more about what people who went before us learned. And hopefully they learned by being curious and investigating the life in all its shape and forms. But a lot of times we get passed down beliefs that aren't necessarily truths. And so I want to take us back. I want to take us back to what showed up for me as I was on this trip, and I was with a bunch of coaches and speakers and educators in their own right. And I was listening and learning from the people that lived in Kenya, as well as my American colleagues who were teaching me daily with what they were saying. And I was trying to learn. You know, everywhere I go, I'm a student and I'm learning. And what showed up for me on this tour, but also in my life, is the universe is giving us signs and lessons if we open our eyes to watch them. And language is very much how we communicate human to human. We're using a voice. We are a wind instrument, really, a wind instrument. And our voice is a way to communicate human to human. You know, back in Africa, where civilization began, the first languages we're actually clicking languages. I was talking to my son about this last night. In Namibia, I think they still practice a clicking language. So I want to go back to literally the guidance we can get from our bodies, our physiology, which came from nature, right? And how our physiologies, how we can look at our physiology and what it tells us about how to do life. So what I started to teach people, right, is the ABCs of life and of wellness. And when we are growing, again, as a physician, and I do fertility work, it is magic that the sperm and the egg combine and make an embryo. And that embryo decides, in conjunction with the maternal lineage, is it safe to keep growing? Does it have the right blueprint in its DNA to keep growing? And many, many embryos stop growing. Like 50% of embryos stop growing between the day of conception and 5 or 6 days later when it's time to attach into the uterus. So they recognize that they don't have the right blueprint. Their DNA is off, or they don't have the right protein, vitamins, minerals, machinery. We don't know all of what stops growing, but a lot of it is mitochondrial, not enough energy, and a lot of it is DNA aberrations. So when they realize they don't have the energy or the right blueprint to become a fully formed human, they stop growing. Now, a number of them keep growing and they implant in the uterus, and we get ourselves born. We grow from this one cell to a fully formed human without direct mind control. Because as far as we know, the human fetus and the human embryo is not directing growth. The heart starts beating, there's electrical activity. That's the first thing that comes on board, is electrical activity. Ba-bum, 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 that we see from a flashing on ultrasound, right? We call it a heartbeat, but it's really just electricity. It's the movement of electrons, it's energy. The first thing that we really are energetic movement. And from this energetic movement, our DNA and our blueprint designs a human being. And we know to grow fingers and toes and eyes and ears and nose and mouth. And all of this is done really without the human intervention of mind control. It is divinely orchestrated. I don't know how it happens. I don't think any of us truly know how it happens. And we're living in the darkest of dark. There's no light in the uterus, and we are safe. We are given food and water from the maternal lineage that is helping us grow. We are attached, literally attached, to this human being that we call our mother. And we are one with our mother. We are attached. Now, we are also separate. There's not actually an intertwining of blood vessels. But we are literally one with our mother and one with this divine nature that knows to grow us. And then we orchestrate our birth. And again, we still don't completely understand this. We know that oxytocin is involved and muscular contractions, and we can induce it. Man has known how to induce it. If we see things going wrong in the nervous system of the child with induction of labor. But in general, we as a human species, all the animals in safari that I saw, we trust that the divine nature that we are will grow us and will get us birthed. And we literally knock on the door and get us birthed. And we are one with our mother, connected by this umbilical cord. That's how mammals do it. And then the cord is cut. Now, in our birth, we go from darkness to light. We go from water to air. We get cold. We go from hot to cold. We go probably from silence, maybe the baby is singing in utero, but we have not detected that, And immediately we emote, we cry. In that cry is our very first emotion. Now, some babies don't cry and we have to stimulate them to get them to cry. But in that crying, the emotion is connection. So in our birth, we are alive. We breathe and we cry to connect. That, my friends, is how we come into being. And in that cry, in that having an emotion, it is a survival mechanism that says, oh my God, I'm alone and I'm cold and I'm in an environment I don't recognize. And I'm going to scream at the top of my lungs because I am small and helpless and I need to collaborate to survive on this planet. And I want you to think about that for a second. You have spent 9 months growing yourself without your mind on board, without the fear and the stress of being alone. You have been connected to your mother and to the divine. And in that instant of cutting the cord, you become small and helpless and alone, and you need collaboration to survive. We lose the trust that our body knows how to keep us alive. And our mind takes over and says, help me. And I invite you that both are true. We have a divine body that keeps us breathing, that moves our nervous system, that energetically teaches us breathe, breathe, breathe without our conscious thought. The heart and the breath and the digestion and healing the body, those are happening under the surface of your existence from your very first breath as an infant to your very last breath when you leave this universe as a physical human. And so how can we hold the nuance of complete and utter trust that our body knows what's best and that emotions are part of being alive? And emotions are there to help us connect to ourselves, to the higher source, as well as to other humans and animals. And so why am I talking about this? I know it's big and it's philosophy and it's depth. But every single morning when we wake up, we recreate our birth. We leave our consciousness when we slumber and go into a dream state and allow our trust of our body to spend time remembering ourselves back to connection with the divine, and we heal. And we emerge in the morning once again from darkness into light. We become alive once again. And in that aliveness, when we open our eyes, we become aware that we are human again. We are alone again. We need to check for our own personal safety. We need to be aware that we're breathing. Are we holding our breath or deepening our breath? And are we connecting to our nervous system? Are we telling our nervous system we are safe on this planet to have another day? Are we connecting to our core? Are we connecting to a higher source? Are we connecting compassionately to ourselves? And are we connecting emotionally to others? And so that cry is connection, collaboration, and connection and care to self, to the planet, to our source, to others. And so alive, breathe, connect is how we need to start each day. And I'm going to come back to this when we come back after break. We will take our initial break, but I want you to remember A, B, C. You are alive. Be aware that you're alive. You are breathing. That means you are alive and you are worthy to take up space and be alive on this planet. And then connect. Remember to connect to yourself, to your nervous system, to source and to others, to care for yourself and care for others and the planet. Those are the ABCs of relaxing back into the safety of being alive on the planet. It's time for our first break. You are listening to Your Healing Podcast, Your Healing Playground, the podcast hosted by myself, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, your doctor, your coach, your change agent. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, where we inspire people to make and grow their best selves. Let's take our first break.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And I talk a lot about healing through play. And really, the reason I talk about healing through play is play. When we are playing, we are telling our nervous system that it is safe to play. It is safe to be present. It is safe to be curious, to be childlike, to grow, to change, to heal our bodies. We heal when we are safe. We heal when our bodies and our nervous systems are living in that parasympathetic. That's the nervous system that is about rest and digest, relax and reproduce. And our divine organism, that is the body we are living in, can either be on guard in survival mode, that is the fight, flight, freeze, or please mode, which is fighting for survival, or it can be more in that parasympathetic play mode. And again, when we're born, we come out and we're like so terrified because we've just experienced a massive change to our nervous system. We went from warm to cold, water to air, together to alone. We went from this parasympathetic trusting, I am just chilling in the body, in my beautiful body, to, oh my God, I might die. And we go into survival mode and we scream and we literally have to fight to survive. Babies have to instantaneously learn to control their body temperature. They have to learn to breathe air. They have to all of a sudden start digesting their food. And they have to learn how to get along with all the people in their environment so that the people take care of them. Because as humans, we are helpless when we are alone. Now, I want to just have that settle in. We're helpless when we are alone. We have survived for thousands of years through collaboration. That C word of collaboration, of connection, of touch and care and compassion. Our mothers ideally nurture us, and our fathers too, but we have to hold compassion, curiosity, and connection as our primal way to survival. And we connect human to human when we are calm, not when we're living in survival mode with guns drawn, ready to kill another. So how can we survive and make sure we're safe and simultaneously collaborate and trust? Do we know our neighbors? Do we know who is safe and who is not? Do we collaborate with friends and strangers? Can we trust that a stranger that we've never met yet is really a friend that we just never met yet? How do we literally negotiate our lives, meeting people day to day? So we start in the family, and we have people who connect to us, who really respond to our emotions, our energy, and our needs. When we cry, when we're hungry or wet or cold or tired, we are telling our parents, take care of us, please. Connect with us. And ideally, we get proper instruction in the home to understand that there are people in our tribe that are willing to take care of us. But sometimes those lessons aren't solidified in the home. And we feel competition, maybe from our siblings. We feel controlled by our parents. We feel we need to compete to get our needs met. Maybe there's not enough food. Maybe there's not enough love. Maybe there's not enough collaboration. Maybe there's parents still living in survival mode, competing for dollars in the workplace, competing for each other's love, competing in their own nervous system to know that they are enough. So my friends, we've had generations of people who have been competing for what they think are limited dollars in the workplace. They think are the way to get ahead is to compete with others rather than collaborate others. And we've been taught as well, showing emotions, especially if it's vulnerability, if we cry, if we're scared, if we feel small, we have been taught that that's not strength, that that's weakness. Hide that. And yet, my friends, having care and compassion and showing some vulnerability is just another way to connect, and it's a way that humans deeply connect. We connect on, oh, I've been there. I understand what you're going through. I have empathy, and I'm going to love you whether you're strong or weak, whether you cry or you don't cry. And these are learned things. And so, again, I invite you, when you wake up in the morning, we need to parent ourselves, because sometimes the parenting wasn't done the parents still are not fully parented to believe that they are safe in their body. They are walking around in a survival mode. Perhaps there isn't enough food on the table. There isn't enough shelter. There isn't safe water. And so they feel like they need to compete for resources, and they're living in survival mode, which perhaps isn't the best for their body's digestion, heart, breath work, and it sets them up for chronic diseases later. And we know that if we don't repair ourselves, if we're always in fight or flight, if we have adverse childhood experiences and we don't have the resiliency to balance those adverse childhood experiences, we are at increased risk for disease later. And so understanding that we can trust this body to heal, and that we need to collaborate to heal, that we need to connect to heal, that we are worthy in our bodies. It is the way to get our nervous system into a better state for deep healing. And our bodies want us to heal. When we cut ourselves, our bodies totally heal. And when we look at children who have not had years and years of distrust and mistrust, isn't it amazing how much more quickly their bodies heal? Because they are in trust. They trust their elders. They trust that their body's going to heal. They trust they can go to sleep. They can rest because they feel that people are going to care for them. So again, the ABCs in the morning when you wake up, let me tell you, your physiology puts you in survival mode. Once again, the way you cried at birth, you cry in the morning with a cortisol rush. I'm not talking willy-nilly esoteric stuff. Every single morning when you wake up, you have a cortisol rush. That cortisol rush is to remind you to look around and make sure you're safe to come out of this playing dead sleep mode, to remember yourself and re-put yourself back together as an alive human being, and to look around and make sure you're safe to stop playing dead and move. Is there an animal about to eat you? Or are you safe to stretch, to move, to breathe? When you are sleeping in a certain way, you are playing dead, and you are playing dead to allow your body to heal from the day before. And when we sleep, we repair our bodies and we repair our emotions, and we remember ourselves back into the safety and the trust that the divine will take care of us if we sleep. And the minute we wake, our first response is to cry out with a cortisol rush. Is it safe to open my eyes? Is it safe to take a big breath? Am I safe to move? And in that moment of the cortisol rush, we need to parent ourselves. Do we cry and scream for help? Or do we connect to ourselves? And maybe we're not in a safe situation. Maybe we have been abducted and we're literally not safe. And we need to shrink and be quiet and stay small and stay in survival mode. And my hostages have to do that. Sometimes prisoners have to do that. So it's not that we don't want that cortisol rush, and we don't want that sympathetic nervous system. We need our inner judge. We need our sympathetic survival nervous system to look around and see, are we safe to breathe? Are we safe to move? But for 99% of us on the planet, we are actually safe when we wake up to take a big breath. Celebrate our aliveness. We get to live another day. Can I calm my nervous system down? Can I tell my cortisol rush, my adrenal gland, go away, take a breather. You are no longer needed right now in this instant. I am connecting to myself. I am connecting to Source, who has gifted me another day. I am going to connect inward and believe I am worthy to breathe. I am going to connect with whatever emotion shows up. For me this morning, it was excitement to come back and do this podcast. And that excitement lives with a touch of fear. Will I be rejected? Will I be accepted? Will my words land, or will I be laughed at? Yes, my friends, it takes energy and emotions and fear and excitement to try and speak my truth into the void. Because all I ever want to do is be me, which is love. I want to love every human on this planet. I want every human on this planet to love themselves and to connect with me and to their loved ones and to have every stranger recognize they deserve to be here, and I can't wait to meet you. Yes, my friends, that's who I am at my core. I am light and love disguised as a human. But as a human, I have emotions, and fear and excitement come up when I put my voice into the void. So with that, I am going to take my break. I am going to have my ABC. I am alive. I am breathing. I am connecting. And I hope you are getting just a smidgen of my connection through the void. We are going to take our second break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. I am a physician who wants you to be the best version of yourself. I want you to live long and prosper. We are on the Inspired Choices Network because this network inspires people to grow, to change, to evolve, and they are connected with me at our core. We have a similar life purpose to connect others to their best selves. So let's take our second break.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground, the podcast where we talk about healing and play and unique journeys to heal and to play. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. You can find me at Dr. Tina Plays as well as womenreproduction.com. I invite you to subscribe to this podcast. If you are liking it, share it with friends, leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. We are on the Inspired Choices Network because we inspire people. And my friends, today we were talking about the ABCs of wellness. And I want to again remind you that every morning you wake up and you recapitulate your birth. The divine reminds you, you are alive, you are breathing, and you can cry, you can connect, you can care, you can have compassion for yourself. What the ABCs from the divine remind us is that we are feeling beings who feel first and think later. The D comes after the C. The D is your dreams, your desires, and the whatnot. Now, we have all been schooled, at least around the world, with modern schooling. And modern schooling took the ABCs, and in my mind, in my house, there was always be comparing, and I was comparing myself to my older siblings, and I was always smaller, right? I was sent to school where it was always be, maybe my siblings was always be competing, and at school it was always be comparing. Either way, we spend much of our lives competing and comparing. And then when I got in the work world, I was competing, comparing, and churning. Wake up, go to work, wake up, go to work, wake up, go to work, right? Without time for breath work, without time to connect to myself in a deeper way, to reflection, without time to truly trust that I was on the right path. I was just going through the motions for quite a while, a lot of years, without, I stopped to play, but not to reflect. Playing was one more thing that I did, as opposed to truly being present always in the moment. And the body wants us to flip from survival mode to play mode, from survival mode to play mode. Now, as I was joking before I got on this podcast, the only thing constant in life is change. And so we can't always live in that relaxed mode. There's an activation mode. There's a getting things done mode. There's a doing mode. We are human beings who do things, and we love to do things, and we need structure in our lives to have freedom. But we have to balance the movement back and forth. And if you're always comparing, competing, and churning, then you're not being present. You're not truly accepting this moment right now. And I'd rather be celebrating the comparison. So we're not above or below another human. Ideally, we are smack in the center. Health. I listened to a podcast last night. I want to give a shout out to Layla Martin and Terry Real, because it was a beautiful podcast about relationships. But relationships have to start with self. And Terry Real, he's a psychotherapist and a relationship therapist, and he gives a grid, and the up and the down grid of the quadrant is health of I am okay just being me sits in the center. And above it, we go one up and we feel a little better than another. There's a little bit of superciliousness or superiorness. And a little below it, minus one, is a little shame. We're comparing ourselves and not measuring up. And we rock back and forth frequently. All of us are good enough to sit in the center. We were gifted with life on this planet. And by that gift, I told you before, 85% of conceptions never make it to life on this planet. If you are here, the divine has decided, nature has decided you are worthy. So you should be in that center mode of, I am worthy, I am no less than another, and I am no better than another. Now, your qualities are different than others. So for me, I went to school and I did very well at reciting facts, getting along with teachers, getting along with others. And so I got lots of external validation at school that I was smart and I was gonna go places because I was smart. And a tiny bit of me was competing and feeling that smartness was better. But simultaneously, I knew at my core that being smart was not the be-all, end-all. I wanted to connect to people, and I had parents who were very, very smart, but I also had parents who didn't connect very well. My father's mode of connection was very difficult, and I had to live up to his expectations and do life under his control and do it his way, which often made me feel less than and pulled me down into that shame mode, right? And so I was toggling because I understood I was worthy and I was good enough and I knew how to connect and I was smart and I made mistakes, and making mistakes were bad in my household. But my friends' mistakes and failures are literally how we grow, how we change, how we learn, how we expand, how we connect to others. Mistakes are human. We are imperfectly, perfectly human, and we are perfectly imperfect. And so health is living in the center, not above, not below, accepting that I am the same and I am different simultaneously. And in that difference is the uniqueness of each individual, and each individual makes an ecosystem of diversity. And in that ecosystem of diversity, we get civilization. Not everybody is the baker in town. Not everybody is the doctor, and not everybody is the janitor cleaning up the waste. But my friends, we need people to go out and hunt, and we need others to cook our food. We need people to care for the children so the next generation is bigger, better, and more humane than the first. And humaneness, my friend, is compassion. And it starts with you when you wake up. Can you have compassion to yourself? Can you care for yourself? And can you trust the divine has made you exactly as you are supposed to be? And can you rest and play in your body and heal your body and not keep comparing yourself to somebody else and trying to be somebody else? When I was in Africa last week and we were 12 different coaches coaching the next generation, I was celebrating my fellow coaches because they were doing such a good job of connecting to the students in front of them and the interviewers in front of them. And the little girl in me was comparing and not measuring up, but not realizing that I could celebrate me in my lessons and my love for other humans. And I could celebrate and be at the center of health. And I didn't have to be better or worse. I could just be me. And the way I deliver my love and my light is good enough. And the way you deliver your light and your love is good enough for you. And can you rest in this body that you were gifted with your special talents? And can you find and uncover your special talents and stop comparing yourself to others? In another lifetime, you could be the David Bowie, or Billy Joel or Beethoven or Bach, but are any of those musicians better than one another? They are just themselves bringing music and aliveness to this planet. And you, my friends, are bringing your light and your aliveness and your breath to whatever you are doing. So can you trust that the divine made you exactly how you are, and all the difficulties that you are encountering, the challenges in this lifetime, are there for your growth, for your connection to self and the divine, and your connection to self and other, and your connection to self and planet? And so can we be feeling beings who think? Can we feel first and connect one to another always before the mind comes on board and tells us we might not be safe today? And so stop in the always be comparing, always be competing, always be churning, and rest in the I'm okay. I can always be compassionate. I can always be caring. I can always be complete. And I can be curious and collaborate. Because, my friends, your wise older self, who has survived all the challenges that you have been gifted in this lifetime, all the mistakes that you have made that have made you a better human being, my friends, your wise older self, the one that perhaps is alive when you are 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, or maybe the next lifetime. And we don't know how many lifetimes we have to do this over and over again. But wouldn't the planet be a nicer place if we were compassionate with ourselves first, and then we were compassionate with the human across the way, and we were curious, how do you do life? Can I tell you how I do life? And can we get curious and connect and curious and connect and stop competing one to another? Can we also, on what Terry Real says, on the other, from superior to shame, we merge into self, and we have boundaries, and we don't have to always give in to other people's way of doing things. We can stand up for ourselves on one side and have boundaries. And on the other side, we can control, but we are controlling ourselves and our nervous system, not another. So we can be powerful human beings when we connect. And we can be powerful human beings when we accept. Control can be fluid. And so, my friends, I invite you to come into yourself and your health in the middle. You are perfect just as you are. You do not have to be better, and you are not worse. You are just you, and you can have boundaries that say, this is me, and you don't have to be better than, and you don't have to control another's nervous system, just your own. Can you sit with your nervous system, with your emotions, and allow the energy to flow in your aliveness? So we will take our next break on that note. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, your host, your coach, your change advocate, because I want you to have a calm nervous system to heal yourself and heal the planet. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please follow me on Dr. Tina Plays and womensreproduction.com. And let's take our last break.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, She'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and I have just a few minutes left, and I want to leave you with my ABCs, the entire alphabet this time. I want you to remember, always be aware. I want you to remember to breathe and to be, and I want you to remember to connect with care. But then, we can dream your desires. That's your D when you start thinking. Emotions, my friends, that's the E, are feelings. And you are allowed to have your feelings. And then goals have intelligence. They keep you free and they give you structure and schedules. So G-H-I, goals have intelligence. J is for jokers. Always be playing. Life is your play. Enjoy it. Kings for K. Rules are your friend, but be your own ruler, be your own monarch. Don't let someone else do it for you. L is for love. Love yourself, love your life. Mothers are there to nurture you, as is nature. Remember that nature, nannies, mothers all nurture you. O is for opportunities, and opportunities abound. They're infinite. P is for play. Play with your life. Queens. Queens, control your safety. It is okay to have boundaries. What enters and leaves your kingdom? Your mother may have decided as a child. You get to decide as your own personal queen. Don't be Cinderella. Be your queen. Rise and shine today. That's the RSTU. Understand today is life, and life is all there is. Today is all there is. And you are the universe in human form. V, victory is yours. So X, experience your body. It is your gift. It is you. Y, know your why. Figure out your mission, your purpose in life. Why are you here? What is your magical superpower? And finally, Z for zebra. I watch lots of zebras on the plains in Africa. Be the zebra. Show your stripes. Be yourself. Everyone else is taken. If a zebra was a human, they'd be running to the plastic surgeon to change, comparing their stripes to everyone else. But zebras know that they are unique. They are different. And their stripes help them blend in and look like nature and each other. So can you be the same and different simultaneously? Can you stop comparing and competing and instead connect? Connect to self, connect to source, and connect to life itself. Breathe, 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 breathe and be. And that is the key to wellness, my friends. That is the key to healing, my friends. Breathe and be and connect. Even if you're in survival mode, can you connect to the being that you are? Because breathing, my friends, if you are alive and you are breathing, you are okay in this moment right now. And all we ever have is this moment right now. The rest, my friends, is story, and stories can be changed and edited and reinvented for your play and your pleasure. So, my friends, live your life now. Now, 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 now is all there is. So stop and observe the now. Be present to your breath. Be present to yourself. Connect, connect, connect. Have an amazing week. See you next week as we talk about plant medicine and business. You are listening to Your Healing Playground on the Inspired Choices Network. Please subscribe.
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.